Greetings, verbivores. I'm Christy the Wordsmith. Last time on this program, we examined the role of the three letters P-A-N in the formation of the term panacea. The pan here comes from a Greek element meaning all or every. It's added to another element meaning cure, making panacea etymologically all curing. In the mid-1600s, the English poet John Milton coined the word pandemonium for his epic poem Paradise Lost. Milton employed the Greek pan in his linguistic innovation, making the term pandemonium the dwelling of all demons, or hell, a place of chaotic confusion. We can also include the word pancreas in this roster of terms, the glandular organ that secretes hormones and lies behind the stomach in vertebrates, has a homogeneously fleshy consistency and was named for that characteristic by an early Greek anatomist. Pancreas literally means all flesh. Related also is pandemic, which means all the people. A pandemic malady, for example, can affect the humans living on a single continent or in the entire world. Cholera, bubonic plague, influenza, and COVID are diseases that have reached pandemic proportions. Next time on Christy the Wordsmith, how the mythological character Pandora fits into this etymological family of words.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.